我们今天呢的主题是为何我们要认识撒旦二者的工作哈。那妈咪会跟我们解释为什么需要认识这个课题。那为什么我把它跟辅导课放在一起呢？因为耶稣很清楚的告诉我们，这个世上的魔君是就是说谎之父哈。然后很多我们心里的层次，其实很多的蒙骗，我们相信很多世上的谎言，相信自己对自己说的谎言哈。所以呢，基督徒信主之后，这一些我们藏在我们的心思里面的这些过去的谎言呢，如果不被识破的话，那其实呢，我们就很难很难就是我们已经在光明的国度，可是我们很难把那一个怎么讲，那片乌云把它挥去哈。我讲一个很简单的例子，光是魔鬼对耶稣说，如果你是神的儿子，就把石头变成饼。这个里面就有三个谎言。第一个，你是神的儿子是需要被证明的。哈。第二个，要用变的，你要凭你的能力去证明哈。第三个，你需要面包，你需要，你的饥饿是很严重的哈。你如果不吃的话，你会死。这些呢，在我们的这个心里面呢，就成为我们的价值观，成为我们的一个方向。所以呢，我们几乎就是掉入这种谎言，所以我们才会一直要证明自己是谁，我们有没有能力做我这个我想要做的这样的一个人。那我们知道，我们一进入福音就是凭着恩典，靠着神没有条件的爱。好，那我们就祷告，我们就祷告完就请妈咪就要开始了哈。Let's pray。天父，我们谢谢你，因为你的独生爱子到世上来，宣告了生命的恢复，宣告了我们要得着丰盛的生命。但是我们主耶稣也告诉我们，提醒我们，盗贼也来了，就求你帮助我们真正从心里面确信真理，确信你所说的话，靠着你所说的话来度我们的日子，然后让我们也有这样的智慧，能够识透魔鬼的谎言。我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名 ，Amen。
Amen。Tonight we're going to study about Satan.
今天我们要特别学啊，来学习这个撒旦。
Maybe you would ask, why should we study about Satan?
为什么需要学习呢
？Well, if there is a person named Satan that does exist, why should the believers take any time to study about him? There are reasons why.
那他存在的话就存在，为什么还要去学他呢？
For a few moments, we're going to talk about the reasons why we should study and know more and more about Satan.
那等一下，我们就是要来跟你列出为什么我们需要更深入的来认识撒旦二者。
To begin with, Satan is part of the Holy Scriptures.
那首先，它是圣经里面的一个内容。
And Paul wrote and told us that in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 16 and verse 17.All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. Since all scripture is profitable and the subject of Satan is part of scripture, we need to study it.
这个我们都很熟哈，提摩太后书三章十六十七节。提到圣经都是啊神所默示的，然后呢是为了让我们有教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，教属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
One thing that we do have to sort of gauge, one thing we do have to sort of see how much of this we should take this, though we know he is.We must not give Satan too much emphasis.
那在这里我要强调一下，当我们在认识这个撒旦恶者的时候呢，我们不要过分 的来啊、好像来认，好像把他抬高了，或者去夸张他了。
So we're looking at him. There are those people who study that everything they see is Satan. It seems like they're fearful. They're always questioning about. We give him the proper emphasis as the word of God, but don't give him any extra.What shall I say of our enthusiasm or our understanding?
比如说呢，我们说神是无所不在的哈。那对于魔鬼撒旦来说呢，就比较好像他真的是到处都在，所以呢，什么都他都有一份哈，好像怎么都在好像在炫耀说他有这种能力，所以我们不能过分的来啊、来夸耀这个魔鬼。
So we will keep our study within Scripture.
所以我们要用圣经来学习。
First, we need to know who he is.
首先我们要知道到底他是谁。
And who he is not.
然后呢，也要澄清他不是什么。
It's important for us to know what the devil can do and what he cannot do.
那这样的话，我们就知道说他能做什么，或者是他是有限，有些是他不能做的。
And unless we understand the word, we may attribute.Abilities to him that he doesn't have.
那如果我们不认识的话，我们会把一些事情的发生归功于他的能力。
Some people blame the Satan for everything.
所以呢，什么都是他做的。
But the Bible doesn't teach that.
但是圣经不是这样讲的。
So we're sticking to the Word of God.
所以我们要用神的话来学习恶者。
Now the one important thing that you have to really get in your mind, because some people this is a problem. They believe that God and Satan are equal.
有时候我们有一种误解哈，就好像啊，神跟撒旦魔鬼是对等的，好像神的另外一个对面就是撒旦，不是这样的。
But the Word of God teaches us that Satan is not the opposite of God.
等于说呢，撒旦魔鬼他不是神的。一个相反的一个对象
，because his powers are limited.
他是很有限的，他的能力是有限的。
While he is powerful, being more powerful than you and I.
当然呢，因为他是天使嘛，所以比我们有能力。
We can be defeated.
那我们有可能会输给他，没有错。
But not Jesus. Not. So this is limited. He is limited.
但是我们就看到耶稣就不会啊败在他的手下。
One of the reasons he is limited is because he is a created being.
那因为呢，他是被造的，所以他是受限的。
God had no beginning and no end.
我们的神没有起初，也没有结束，他是自有永有的神。
Now this is one of the things in the Word of God that we cannot understand.
那这个是我们有时候很难了解的。
We are earthbound.
因为我们是被造。
We are people of time.
我们有这个时间的观念。
Everything we know about has a beginning and has an end.
那我们所知道的、了解的就是开始才有结束，有开始才有结束，有结束就有开始。
When we say that God has always been, never a beginning, never an end, our minds cannot really truly grasp.
所以那种无限的这个方面对我们来讲是很难去真的理解。
And that's one of those things that by faith we believe it.
那就是为什么我们说要凭着信心。
By the word of God, it tells us.
因着神的话语，我们相信。
And there are proofs in the word of God that shows that he is not a created being.
那我们可以很清楚的认知到，用信心开始，然后就认知到说神是自有永有的神。
But the devil is.
但是魔鬼撒旦是。
He has not always existed.
他不是从一开始就有的。
It means that his existence is depending upon somebody else than himself.
所以他的存在是要借着。
This shows his limitation.
是要借着别的，所以呢，等于说他是有限的。
So since Satan is a created being who was originally made.But he was originally made. Now let's see. We say he's a created being. Here is God now creating the angels, the archangels, those that he through the ages has created.
所以神呢，开始的时候他创造的天使。
We see that he was originally made perfect.
那 被创造时候很完美。
This meant that there had not been any eternal struggle of good and evil yet.
那这个完美就是说呢，里面没有所谓的恶的存在，不用去挣扎。
For evil did not exist when he was made.
所以恶，他被造的时候，恶是不存在的。
And we need to understand these things fundamentally. We need to understand.
这个是很基本，我们需要认识的。
So we see a God that was forever, creating beings, powerful beings, pure beings, but beings that he brought into existence.
所以神是创造者，他有始无变有哈，然后呢，就创造了我们这些也是有能力的，创造我们这些是完美的，是纯洁的。
And when these angels and archangels and cherubims, there was no evil when they were made.
那当神创造天使的时候，哈，我们就知道说他们是完全的，是完美的。
Then another thing we have to realize about Satan is that we need to know that he is going to be a defeated foe. A defeated enemy.
我们要知道说，撒旦魔鬼当他们反叛之后呢，他们是已经是注定是失败者了。
So we settled that in the very beginning.
所以现在我们认知的里面要有这一点。
It was Jesus had won the victory over Satan by his death and on the cross of Calvary, and then his triumphant resurrection.
接着耶稣基督的死还有复活，他是完全胜过了这个恶者撒旦。
Actually, on the night that he was betrayed, Jesus said the following about the work of the Holy Spirit, because he was going to send the Holy Spirit. And we find that in John 16, verses 8 through 11.
在耶稣他要受难之前就交代说他会差遣，他走了，然后会差遣圣灵来。
Now what we're talking about was that Satan is a defeated foe. And now we're going to see the one that is going to be battling Satan throughout the ages of history.
那从圣灵来之后呢，他就是那一位要在这个人类历史从那里接下来要跟魔鬼，就是要去抵挡魔鬼的这样的。
And we see it clearer during the New Testament.
那从新约圣经里面我们在在的知道。
But this is what John said.
这是约翰。
And when he, which he's talking about the Holy Spirit, Jesus was saying, comes, he will convict the world concerning sin.
那首先我们知道他来的话就是要让我们知罪。
So light will be thrown on the fact of sin and Satan.
所以呢，只要谈到罪的话，就跟魔鬼就有关系。
And he's going to convict the world of righteousness and judgment concerning sin.
所以就会把这个义跟审判带下来，这个圣灵。
So we see that sin is going to be judged.
所以等于说呢，已经确定罪是一定要被审判。
It doesn't matter whether it's in Satan and his fallen angels or whether it's in you and me.
不管是撒旦或者是魔鬼或者是人，
whoever has sinned is going to find judgment.
这个罪案一定是要被审判的。
Because they don't believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged.
那因为这世界已经被审判了，因为不相信耶稣的缘故已经被审判了。
So Jesus dropped this at the very end. He said, because the ruler of this world, he had already told them who the ruler of the world was, and that was Satan.
那么这个世界的这个掌权者就是魔鬼撒旦，已经被审判了。
But he said that the ruler of the world, Satan, will be judged.
所以撒旦一定要面对最后的这样的一个审判的结局。
And we see that John said this a little later in 1 John 4:4. You are from God, little children, and you have conquered them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
那约翰一书也告诉我们说，在你里面的比在外面的更大更多。
So you see, Satan is, he's here, we're going to find out. He's the ruler of the world. He's going to find out. He's the father of the sinful men. We're going to realize, but he wants us to know that there is one greater than Satan. And remember this, because Satan tempts us. He tries us. He uses all deceitfulness on us. But keep remembering, there's one that is greater than Satan.
所以现在, 无可厚非的, 他是世上的魔君, 他是存在的, 但是总是记得, 有一位比他更大, 的, 就是神。
So you see, as believers, we can win this victory over him through Christ.
所以相信神的人呢, 借着耶稣基督, 就可以得胜。
And the devil knows that.
那撒旦也知道,
but he keeps fighting.
但是呢, oh. 他只要,
and the closer he comes to the end, he keeps fighting.
那他就是只要还不到时间的话, 他就一定要继续的来征战。
And Satan is aware and knows that his time is running out and that nothing can stop this from happening. He cannot stop it. In fact, the scripture says that he will ultimately end up in the lake of fire, punished there for all of eternity. Therefore, we need to look at the devil as a foe, but one foe that can be defeated.
好,那现在他提到说呢,这个撒旦虽然知道他最后是一定要被审判,而且是输定了,但是呢,他却抓紧时间呢,绝不放弃的,很非常越来越猖狂的在做这种破坏杀害的这样的工作。
So no matter how he comes at us, how hard it may be, if we will stand and keep the faith, he will be a defeated foe.
所以不管他多么的凶猛, 他就是已经注定就是失败的了。
But we really do need to know how he works.
但是我们也要理解到,我们要试透他是怎么样在做事情。
The scriptures tell us that we should not be ignorant of the ways in which he operates.
所以我们不能, 对他无知, 因为我们要试透,
he mentioned in 2 Corinthians 2:11, he said, so that Satan will not outsmart us, for we are very familiar with his evil plans or actions, plan of action.
在这个哥林多后书第二章十一节那个地方呢,提到说恶者不会胜过我们。 但是我们需要晓得,免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们,因为我们并非不晓得他的诡计。The
one thing that the Bible tells us among many things is that Satan plots and schemes against the people of God. He plans, he watches, he knows our weakness, he knows how to deal with each one of us in our own situations. So he is a very clever one.
我们要知道说这个恶者呢, 总是在设计这个诡计, 他要攻击的对象就是信耶稣的信徒。
So because he's so clever, we need to be able to understand the word of God and how Satan is clever and how we deal with that.
正因为他是很聪明的, 因为神造他是很聪明的, 所以我们就要了解到, 我们等于说我们要更聪明的来了解到。
For example, Satan knows the scripture.
那刚才他有一句话没有翻他说的是我们要更用神的话来理解。Satan
quotes the scripture when he tempted Jesus.
那他要试探耶稣的时候,他就是用圣经。He
said to Jesus, and I don't know if it was the second or third temptation, but he said, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he told Jesus, he's telling Jesus the word. He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not even strike your foot against a stone.
比如说像他对耶稣的试探里面其中的一个, 马太第四章第六节说, 你若是神的儿子,可以跳下去, 因为经上记着, 经上记着, 他知道圣经, 主要为你吩咐他的使者, 用手托着你, 免得你的脚碰在石头上, 他要他跳下去, 因为他告诉他圣经这样说,
there's one thing I want you to see here, and that is the fact that he knows, as he knows scripture, he said, throw yourself down if you're the Son of God. Jesus did not rebuke him.
那我们看到这个试探的时候呢, 你没有看到耶稣去斥责他。
For he was looking out across at all the world, offering him the power and the wealth of this world. And Jesus didn't say, that's not yours, that's my father's, because it's not his father.
当魔鬼引他看着这个世界的这荣华富贵的时候呢，他也没有跟他辩解说呢，这个才不是你的，这是我的天父的。
The word of God plainly tells us that this world belongs to Satan.
所以他也知道他没有跟他辩解，因为这个时候他就是魔君，他就是在这个控制掌权的。
The word of God even calls him the God of this world.
甚至呢，他我们讲说他是这个世界的君王。
But here we see Satan is quoting scripture to Jesus.
那撒旦用神的话来试探他。
So he can come to us as an angel of light, quoting scripture and say, oh, and getting us all confused.Getting us to the place that he condemns us and accuses us because we're going to see, and he uses scripture to do that.
所以他甚至可以用神的话比我们更熟，还用神的话来，如果说不是用引诱我们，像天使一样引诱我们，好的，就是用话来控告我们。
But we see that the fault of this is the devil only partially cited what the scripture said. In other words, he does not tell the full truth.
我们要记得哈，魔鬼撒旦用圣经来控告你或者来引诱你的时候哈，他总是一半是真的，一半一定是谎言。
So when you come up against people that come to talk with you and they start quoting scripture, not everyone that quotes scripture is a child of God, even Satan himself.
等于说，如果有人用圣经要来面对你的时候，有时候不见得是真理。
That's why we need to know the scriptures so that when others come to us and give us partial truths, because your cults are just partial truths. Many times, something that may be in the Bible but twisted, we have to understand.
很多异端就是用了一些神的话，然后把它扭曲，这样子变成另外一个他们的道理的，就是像这样，魔鬼也是这样做。
You know, actually, Satan doesn't mind if you're religious.
那魔鬼撒旦不会介意说你是一个很有宗教热忱的人。
In fact, he can use you when you're religious.
事实上，如果你有宗教热忱的话，他更能去引诱你。
But he just doesn't want you to have faith and believe in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他的目的是不要你对主耶稣有一个专注的一个信靠，一个信心。
Now we can sort of prevent trouble for ourselves when it comes if we can understand how Satan works.
那当我们了解他的工作形态的时候呢，那我们就可以避免啊，可以避免他来就是来欺骗我们。
So it would really help us to keep us from getting into spiritual trouble.
那这样的话，我们的属灵就不会摔跤。
Sometimes we can almost anticipate what he may do.And there, avoid the problem.
那有时候我们就是很怕，很不想就是好像就一直很怕说会发生什么事情哈。但是呢，我们认识，我们深识到这个魔鬼，我们的敌对的这个敌方的时候呢，我们可以免去这个我们所谓的凶恶，脱离凶恶。
Actually, the Bible said that we are not to give him any opportunity.To work in our lives or to use us.
那圣经告诉我们很清楚，不要给他任何的地步，让他进来，或者给他任何的地步来用我们。
And we see that in Ephesians, Paul brought out one area. He said this: "Be angry," by the fourth chapter, 26th verse. "Be angry, but do not sin."
所以这个以弗所书第四章二十六、二十七节那里告诉我们说。生气的时候不要到日落，而且呢，不可给魔鬼留地步。
And it tells us, do not let the sun go down on your anger.
而且呢，你要有一个限度哈，不要到日落前啊，就不要再生气了。
Now let's look at this.
那我们来看这句话。
Anger, be angry.
生气。
That's an emotion.
这是情绪。
Anger is part of our emotions, our feelings. It's arising up in us.Because something has hurt us.
那为什么会生气呢？因为呢，有什么把我们搅扰了，把我们惹起来了，所以让我们的情绪上有波动。
And it seems here Paul is saying God understands that.
那保罗当然知道什么叫生气。
Sudden rise within us.
那是一个突然来被搅起来的。
But he said, but do not sin.
他说呢，生气是会有的，但是呢，不要犯罪。
Now what is he meaning there?
什么叫做不要犯罪呢？
Keeping that lingering thought in our heart toward that person.
就怀着那种怒气，对对方的一种想法或怒气，
Until bitterness rises up.
之后呢，就会有苦毒。
And bitterness that can turn actually to a hatred. And that hatred that can go even into murder. Starting with anger.
从怒气到恼恨，那接下来就一步一步的越来越严重了。
So it's telling us when our emotions come up, we don't use them in our life to let Satan use that to break us and tear us andaccuse us.
所以在生气之后，如果我们继续的往深度去酿造的话，那么就无形中就给魔鬼有地步，他不但会用我们，而且会来控告我们。
So we have to be careful that our anger doesn't become part of our thought life, which then begins to eat on us about that person, about that situation.And that's when the sin begins to grow in our hearts.
所以这个生气，如果我们继续的营造，然后把它存在心里面的话，到后来我们就有很多很多的这个后果，对我们是很不利的。
So Paul said, so don't give any opportunity to the devil. Don't let him use you.
所以保罗这里的意思是说，不要给魔鬼留任何的地步，啊，不要让他用你。
This is an area as Christians.That is not always so easy to be able to say, oh, the devil never uses me. I'm afraid many times the devil may use us.
我恐怕很多基督徒很多时候是被魔鬼利用的。
When we criticize one another.
比如说我们在批评别人。
When we talk too much.
我们讲太多话。
There are other times when we do things that are not,from the heart of love that God said that the child of God must have.
有时候我们即使说了真实的话，可是却没有爱，神的儿女该有的那个爱来说的话。
So sometimes we let Satan use us.
所以我们让魔鬼用我们。
And then we're the ones that are hurt because in using that, he accuses us.
还有一个重点哈，当我们被他用了之后呢，事实上是对我们的一个破坏。我们等于是让他有地步来控告我们。
And this is the area that I always love to think about is that when I get to that place and I stumble and I allow Satan to use me and he's accusing me, but Jesus, the word of God said, there's one on the right hand of the throne named Jesus who is our advocate. He is the one that we go to and say, Lord,I've sinned, or Lord, forgive me. Lord, I'm so sorry. And the old devil was right there because the word of God shows us that. And he's there accusing us at the throne, but we are repenting in our heart. Listen, my friends, sometimes...
当我们有这种时候被绊倒的时候，我们就赶快到父的面前，那里告诉我们，圣经告诉我们，我有一位中保，就是耶稣基督，他在旁边为我们祷告。所以我们就很快的再次的再爬起来。
You know, even Jesus said, I know man, I know he's dust.
那耶稣也说过，他知道人是尘土所造。
And sometimes these things happen in our life.
那这种事情是会发生的。
But he's telling us that when you fail, when you sort of get off line, and when you may do something that is very harmful, remember,that he's there. Though Satan is accusing us at the throne, Jesus is there to forgive us.
我们是会有这种机会被绊倒的，然后我们也会有机会被魔鬼控告的，但是记得主耶稣就一直在父的旁边在为我们祷告。
So if we can learn not to give him any chance by the way we do things, the way we say things, the way we act, we will save ourselves a lot.Of spiritual trouble.
那最好的就是说呢，我们在我们的言行举止上面，我们有一个警醒的心，然后不要给魔鬼留地步。 就是一个第一步，好，那刚才他也讲了第二步，万一被绊倒的话，我们有没有所做所做的哈，已经就是不讨神喜悦，说我们就到神的面前去求饶恕。
So in studying about him, we can clear up some misconceptions about him.
那所以这样的话，我们就了解他是什么，是怎么样做的，那我们就更能够有能力来面对。
There's a lot of ignorance.And misinformation about the subject of Satan.
很多人呢，他就是一个无知的状态，对于魔鬼撒旦就是不相信，然后也无知。
They acclaim to him powers that he doesn't have.
那有时候呢，也有一种迷思，就是说好像他有很大的能力，事实上他不是。
And then they don't recognize some of the things that he does. It seems like he does it as an angel of light. So they're not aware of this.
那有时候他会用一个假扮。光明的天使哈，就用一个很甜的、很光明的这一面来骗我们。
Some people believe the Satan's in hell already.
那也有人说，哎呀，魔鬼已经在地狱里面了。
But the Bible teaches us that he's not there yet.
没有，圣经说还没。
And he won't go until that time that God has appointed it.
一直到神的时间到才会在那里。
So you see.We need to truly, like I'm saying, as we're studying this right now, it helps us in the area to understand what he can do and what he can't do.
So, 这些学习都是要帮助我们知道说到底他的界限在哪里，他会做什么事情。
So we have to become awake to him.
所以我们需要有一个认识，以至于能够警醒。
In a parable that Jesus gave, he talked about the enemy sowing evil seeds or weeds.While the people were asleep.
那我们知道有一个比喻哈，就是说当这个农夫撒了这个种子的时候呢，晚上的时候，这个敌对的人呢，就也来撒那个稗子。
Matthew 13:25 says this, but that night as everyone slept, his enemy came and sows weeds among the wheat.
那个马太十三章呢，你就提到说，人睡觉的时候有仇敌来，将稗子撒在麦子里就走了。
So we can say that the enemy works while we're asleep, while we're not aware.
是什么时候被撒的这些稗子呢？是人睡觉的时候。
Not aware that he can tell us this.
有人说你没有，你不清楚的
时候。That he can work on us this way or that way. We're not aware of it.
我们没有注意，而且是。不知道的时候
we hear about we learn in God's word how Satan shoots us with darts.
那有时候呢，他是用火箭来射我们。
And of course, he's aiming for the head.
那他呢，当他射你的话，当然他要对着你的头、你的心脏射、腰害去射。
But we see that the darts that he's talking about is our thoughts.
那有时候呢，是在你的这个你的头的心思里面，就等于是心或者是脑部好了，就说我们的心思就中了箭了。
Ideas, suggestions,
那种想法，那种建议，把它放到你的心里面去。
And sometimes we think it's our own.
那我们以为是我想出来的办法。
And Satan has used many a man to become evil and to harm many by putting thoughts in their minds.
他用他那个邪恶的心思。就把它放到我们，好像一个火箭射到你的思想里面去，就放在我们的心里面。
So we want to know and we want to keep awake, and if we only can keep awake if we understand how he works.
所以我们是必定要警醒啊，就是有这种情况，所以我们特别是不能昏睡，或者是呢，我们不能接受所有的那种。不一定是从神来的心思。
Actually, Satan doesn't want us to talk much about him.
那撒旦魔鬼其实不希望我们对他太注意。
He likes it when people don't think he exists.
那他特别喜欢我们不要在意他的存在，不要去注意他的存在。
There's no devil. That's just a myth. We're not. When you talk about to many people about the enemy, they don't think there's any, and there's just nothing to that. Satan loves that.Because then he can work very well through them.
谈到说这个看不见的这个恶者的时候呢，很多人都会把它否认掉了哈，因为我们很注重这个眼见哈，就像我们的对神的信心也是，有时候我们需要验证，所以我们就很容易把它否认，说哪里有没有啦，但是迷信。
so that when they believe he's a mystical character, then he's able to do a lot of his work in us unnoticed.
刚才他说呢，魔鬼很喜欢我们这样想，所以等于我们就不在意了。那这样的话就可以更施行他的诡计，他的阴谋。
He makes the person, take it as a young person, they're starting out. They've been held in strong, parents are very, very careful with them. They get out into the world.
比如说呢，孩子们他们在家里面长大，本来父母亲就看着他们，养着他们，哈，陪着他们，但现在他们已经要自己要出到外面去。
And of course, we're sinful beings.
比如说呢，他去出社会了。
That has been held under by parents, by teachings, maybe even of the church we've been held in. But when we get out, we begin to see how Satan can bring little thoughts to their mind, little desires, little ambitions that will grow into something that will be very difficult and harmful for that person.
以前在家里面还有父母亲盯着，有教会在遮盖着，但是当他们自己出去的时候，那些因为我们有带着罪性，那出去的时候呢，就这些一碰到这个魔鬼的试探的话，很容易就会出事情。
Of course we understand that even when people may understand there is a devil and there is a demon, that doesn't mean that they really believe in God. They only believe that Satan exists.
那也有是一种，他不相信耶稣，可是是相信有魔鬼，有恶势力存在的。
And this is actually much like the Western world is.
那现在呢，西方就是有这
种。I'm not sure about Chinese thinking, but the Western world is very much here.
那我不知道东方的就是我们这边的东方这边呢有没有这样的有这种现象，但是我们这边倒是很多。
We can laugh and say the devil made me do that, but they don't believe in God.
那他们可以说呢，是因为那个魔鬼。
They believe we've been evolved.
那他们。
They believe in evolution.
他们相信魔鬼的谎言，比如说人的这个进化啦，其他的啦。
So we have to understand that.
他们可以不用相信神，但是却容易相信。
So they may believe in something that really is sort of pulling them different ways, but they don't believe in God.
那这些呢，基本上呢，就是都是被蒙蔽，而且伏在恶者的下面哈。那基本上就是要让我们不去认识神。
So we have to understand God wants us to know something about Satan, while Satan wants us to be completely ignorant of who he is and how he works.
那刚才我们提到说，魔鬼很希望我们不去意识到他的存在，而神却是刚好相反，要我们认识撒旦。
So Satan's not going to be happy with us.
那当我们要认识他的时候，
He doesn't want us to understand.
他事实上是违反他的喜好的。
He wants us to go on blinded to the ways that he has to work.
因为圣经说他是蒙蔽人的，所以他要蒙蔽我们，让我们没有知觉。
So we should not be ignorant of his existence.
所以对他的存在，我们一定要意识到。
Because he's real.
因为是真实的。
And he is our adversary, he's our enemy.
他是我们的敌对。
And we are warned about him in scripture.
那圣经里面一直在提醒我们。
And we are commanded not to be ignorant of his ways in which he works.
我们一定要试透，而且我们一定要知道他的工作方式。
But it would be wrong to ignore him.
所以如果你还继续的不在意的话。
But on the other hand, we have to keep this in perspective.
那就不好了哈。但是另外一个。你也不能太过分的去强调他。
Too much emphasis on the other hand, we should not give him too much credit.
所以呢，当我们太去强调他，等于是归功于他，就好像把他就荣耀他了。
We don't want him to make him something out that he's not.
如果他不是，那就不能老是认为是他做的。
We realize that he's not the opposite of God. He is a created being.
我们刚才提到他是被造的，所以不是。跟神 我的翻译说跟神等同的一个对手哈。
Only God is all powerful.
只有神是全能的。
So Satan is not all powerful.
等于说魔鬼撒旦是没有这种全能的能力。
Only God is all knowing.
只有神是全知的，无所不知。
Neither can he harm believers. Listen to this. Neither can he harm believers without God's permission.
这一点我们要记得哈，没有神的。这个容许他是不能去动我们的，不能去害我们的。
So we want to keep a balance.
所以请我们要有这种一方面认识他深识他一方面呢我们知道说他的受限他的有限
and there's another point we want to bring out don't have any sympathy for the devil
还有一点不要同情
I know people there are Christians that poor devil he doesn't have a chance he can't come back to the Lord and have sympathy for him
甚至我听到有人说哎呀魔鬼真是可怜啊做错事没有让他们悔改的机会
You see this being chose to rebel against God
那他们是用自己的选择的这样的意志来叛逆神
so we should have no feeling or sorrow about him
所以你不要去同情他
He is cunning, crafty, he's evil
他是非常邪恶的
He's a creature who wants to tempt you He wants to divide the church He wants to divide families He wants to divide relationships He wants to divide countries and bring war And he's the one that destroys God's people and wants to destroy God's people and God's work. That's what he wants.
他是那个杀害迫害者哈，那特别是对于家庭、对于教会、对于关系，就是要去破坏的，就是要去分裂的，他就是要作乱的。
Satan is completely dedicated to our downfall.
所以呢，魔鬼他的一个所有的他的目标跟使命。就是要打击我们，就是要击败我们。
So we should have a very healthy hate for Satan.
所以我们应该要有一个正确的，他说是健康的对他的一种憎恶。
And as I've said before, we have to be careful how we attribute things to Satan. Finally, the subject of Satan, the devil, has been revealed to us in the Scripture, and that's how we should look at it through the eyes of Scripture.
那我们只从圣经来了解他。刚才我已经提过了。不要把它夸大。
We realize that it's not just the section in the Bible talks about Satan. No, he's not laid out in a systematic way. There are some issues that are not plain, and we may not understand it, and really might know what it isn't, what it isn't. So we have to understand that's why we study. For example, the origin of Satan is not really.Clearly revealed to us.
那啊，刚才他提到了一点，就是说呢，事实上圣经里面讲到撒旦的部分也不多，所以呢，当然我们就会有很多我们不能理解的，这个是必然的。哈，像比如说religion, the what you talk about religion, you say what we will not understand. The last point, Lily 他说什么？刚才。
我没有注意听
okay, that's right.
Okay. I missed out I missed out could you say it again
what is it
the last region? Part when you talked about
the region we don't understand about, like the legion when you talk about legion we don't really
what I said is let me go back to this part he's not systematically in the Bible like we can find it in one section or we can systematically find that no there are some issues that's not plain
Okay.
That we might like that as we would like them to know.
Okay.
So there's some things we cannot know.
所以他没有很系统的在圣经里面介绍给我们知道，所以我们只是好像片面的知道这里有一块，那里有一块哈。所以呢，当然我们会有一些我们不能明白的，是这样吗 ，Lily？ 对不对？啊，
对，是。对。
Now we don't have a systematic. Now God said, "Let there be this angel of light called Lucifer," and he came into being. No.We don't know basically how the origin or how God did it. It's not plainly revealed to us. It just tells us in Isaiah and in Ezekiel. It gives us a light. You know, that's what God does every once in a while. Every once in a while in God's word, he seems to pull back the curtain and show us into heaven, show us into eternity. But he just gives usA little bit. He doesn't give us always a conclusive something that is in detail.
I'm getting old too, please.
Oh, okay.
Translate. 我现在也背不住了哈。OK, 我试着哈。他圣经在介绍魔鬼撒旦的时候呢，并不像介绍我们的开始那么的慎重。起初怎么样？怎么样一步一步来？他没有交代说哦，当初是怎么样创造魔鬼的哈？撒旦的哈。啊，他的名字叫什么？不是这样的。 就只有在几个地方，比如说像以赛亚或以西结啊，或者是到啊后面啊，就是啊到启示录的时候，那这一些呢，只是给我们好像拉开一点点缝隙，让我们看到说，哦，原来有这个撒旦魔鬼是这样子的。所以他要解释的是说呢，那就是为什么很多东西呢，对于撒旦魔鬼，我们是不理解的。
So scripture doesn't give us a play by play, one, two, three, this is what happened.
他没有给我们一个很系统性的来认识。
But it gives us an idea.
只是给你一个
认识。It gives us a light into it.
让我们有一点点的认识。
And we see in this light of scripture that he is an enemy of God and that he is an enemy of man.
那我们最确定的就是说呢，他是抵挡神的，而且呢是要害我们的。
So therefore, we have to be careful about the conclusions we come to as we study this.
所以呢，我们在学习这个的时候，我们的结论到底重点是什么？我们要注意。
So there are things that we are not told. So let us sort of make a boundary for ourselves.
就好像把自己放一个规范，说我能知道就是这些。
When the scripture speaks of it,
如果圣经有讲,
then we can speak of it.
那我们就讲。
We can preach it, we can teach it.
我们可以去教,我们可以去讲。
However, when they are silent, let us be silent too.
如果你发现是圣经里面没有交代给我们的,不要讲交代,没有陈述的,那我们就不要太自作聪明啊,就到这里就好了。
So it's best that you and I only say what the Bible says, and nothing further.
谈到这个恶者的时候呢，你只说只传圣经所说的。
Now let's we see that Satan existed.
好，所以我们今天最重要就是意识到他的存在。
But now I want us to look at God's existence.
那我们接下来也来看一看神的存在。
Now we said he the Satan is not the opposite of God.
我们说撒旦魔鬼不是神的一个对相反的或者是对手。
So we have to learn and get in our heart, in our mind, and establish the truth about God.
所以呢当然我们就要等于说好是这样好就正面的你要非常的稳固的认知所以你一定要对于神有更多的认知。
So we can say, maybe the question that we'll ask is, who exactly is the God of the Bible?
那我们可不可以回答这个问题说我所信的神到底是怎么样的神呢
And the most, I guess the first thing we would like to know about is his identity.
那首先呢是认知神是怎么样的神
Who is this God?
他是谁呢
What is he like?
他是怎么样的呢
What can we know about him?
那我们如何可以认识他更认识他呢
And of course we again only get our information,from the Bible, from the scriptures, from God's word.
那同样的我们也是从圣经来认识我们所相信的神。
He has revealed himself through his word.
那我们知道我们的神是启示的神用话语来启示。
And we see the greatest revelation of himself through his son, Jesus Christ.
然后有他儿子耶稣基督的启示。
He said, when you see me,You see the Father.
所以圣经约翰说呢，当我们看到耶稣的时候，就是看到天父。
So, as you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you will see the picture of God coming into a greater focus that the Old Testament people would have loved to have seen.
那到了这个四福音书 ，they like to see.
They would have loved to see.
Okay. 啊，到了这个四福音书呢，我想。是旧约的这些人所很羡慕可以看得到的可是他们没有机会看到这个四福音书的这些耶稣的这些事迹
For in the Old Testament, God dealt differently with the Jews and those of the Old Testament.
因为在旧约里面神跟以色列人的关系不是用他不是用这种啊、就是耶稣到世上来启示了天父而是借着另外一个方法让以色列人来认识他。
So you see, we only know who he is and what he is like because he has told us these things. Therefore, it is to the scriptures alone that we go to discover the truth about God.
所以你就在圣经里面，在神的话里面去越来越认识我们所信的神。
Now, in scripture, we only get a basic, not a complete picture.Of the nature of God. We will never know that until we get to heaven and be there with him.
那记得哈，我们是被造的，刚刚一直在讲说被造是有限的，所以呢，我们也只不过能够从这些神要我们了解的，我们就从这些来了解。其实我们对神的认知呢是多过于太大了，太多了哈，我们是不能完全理解的，一直到我们见他。
You know, there's a scripture that tells us that we cannot, eye has not seen, ears have not heard.Oh, nothing is, just a little bit we know until we get to heaven. But when we get to heaven, we shall see it as he is.
比如说呢，就好像说我们耳朵没听过，眼睛没看过的，你从来没有体会过的，一直到那个时候你才会了解。
Now let us get a basic description of who he is and his character.
是我们、
as we study、this part of this of their
study. 所以我们基本上也是要把这个神的这个属性也稍微要再次复习。
First, we have to understand there is a God, and the God of the Bible does indeed exist.
那我们相信有神。
The Word of God speaks about a God who exists.
所以圣经的话语告诉我们
，For in the beginning, God made this heaven and earth.
起初神。
He was not merely something that exists only in humans' mind or in some fulfilled deep desire or hope that people have had. It's not a God that's made up like the pagan gods are. He's a God that is genuine, existent, because he told us and he has proved it down through the ages.
那我们信的神不是那个我们心里面塑造出来，去想象塑造出来，希望神是这样的神。而是起初神他做了一些是可证明的，他的创造是明明有让我们可以证明的。
Now we come to the first, what shall I say, a bit of hump. We come to the first sort of not understanding, quite understanding what he's talking about, because we find out God's nature is that of a spirit.And not a physical body.
那之所以我们有时候呢会来到一个，当然我们要用理性，要用逻辑来证明或想这个神的时候，这个部分是没有问题的哈。但是对于神的那个灵，它是灵的这个部分呢，我们就会有一些想不通或者是受限的地方了。
So we see now that this is where we have to get our mind around the fact.That he has no limitations physically.
所以他是不是像我们可以有一个看得见的形体。
The Bible tells us he's invisible.
所以呢看不见。
But he's an eternal spirit.
却是一个永恒的神是。
Which means that God does not have a body that gets sick, that hurts, that aches. He doesn't have a body or any type of physical form.
所以他在这个没有这个看得见这个身体的话，当然就不会有像我们会有生病啊，会有这些问题。
So remember one of the things that God hated and talked about in His Ten Commandments. We see that the Bible tells us that he because he cannot be formed. We see that he can no form can be made of him.
所以呢，他在十诫里面很快就交代说，不要为我造这个偶像。没有任何的这个被造的这个偶像呢，可以来代表神。
Let me see if I can make that plainer. Because he's an invisible spirit, it's impossible to make any likeness, any statue, any picture, any representation of who he is.
所以因为他是灵，所以我们就不要用自己的想象，用自己的这个工作做出来的这样的一些雕像来代表神。
And that's the very thing that.Man began to do early after Noah and the landed and his family began to enlarge. One of the first things they did was to try to make images of God so they could see him and bow down and worship these images.
神这样子钉这样放在诫命里面是有它的原因的。你看，从挪亚之后，当他的孩子分开之后，马上这些偶像就出来了。那他就是最介意的，不要把他限制在一个形象这样的下面。
The next thing that's hard for us to get our minds around is that he existed forever.
那另外一个，另外一个那个永恒的、永恒的这样这个这样的一个观念，我没有。
That's why even some of the greatest scientists today stumble over this.
那就是为什么很多科学家没有办法验证一些
事情。Because we're men with earthly thinking.
因为我们都是这个世上这个。
Like I said,
there's
a beginning and the end of things.
那它是没有开始没有结束，我们是有开始有结束的。
Even as they look out through their telescopes, out into the,to the solar system, they're seeing stars that are dying away. And they, even in the solar system, there is that thing of death.
Sorry. 他提到说，即使我们有这么先进的这些
太阳能讲到太阳能solar system are you talking about solar system
yes honey I'm talking about the heavens the solar system the planets the stars let me try again what I'm saying is that man todayThis is one of the difficult things for them to grasp hold of because we do not know what it is to be existing forever.
所以他的重点是在这里了哈，弟兄姐妹，不要以为我们可以认识神，用认识到很清楚来增加我们的信心。其实他的重点在这里了。他说，比如说像他是灵永恒的，还有这个你光是这个宇宙哈，这科学家。怎么样先进的仪器它都没有办法来陈述这个整个所有的、结构。
So that's why the scientists and men of learning can't grasp hold of this.
所以不要以为科学家就可以证明。
Because here on earth we know that everything's going to die. There's going to be an end.
那基本上人的认知是什么都会有开始会有结
束的。But even as they take their telescopes and look out into the universe,
即使他们用这个很先进的仪器来望远镜来看这个、太空
，and they see stars that are dying.
那这些连这些、这个宇宙里面的这些星呢，这些星星呢，其实也会掉落的。
So they can't get in their mind that there's a being that existed forever.
所以什么叫做永恒事实上我们这样讲永恒但是呢我们是一点都不能理解的。
But you see, this is what faith is based on.
那这个是我们信心的一个最重要的一个根本。
They tell, in the word of God, Paul tells us that faith is believing that God is.
那我们的信心在哪里呢相信有一位神。
That's our very first step of faith.
这个是非常重要的。
Then we have to get beyond the fact of not understanding how something can live forever and always be in existence.
那这个存在的神，而且它是永恒的神，我们用信心来确定。
But this is where God said, you must believe that I am.
所以就是确信了，他的讲的是确信。
You can't see me.
那你看不到我。
But you can see the effects of what I have done unto mankind.
但是你可以看到从我手所做的功呢，你是明明可见的。
You can see the effects and how I can prophesy, and those prophecies come to pass.
包括神给我们的这个先知预言呢，一个一个在实现，也是神的工作。
So that's why the poorest, the weakest, can get hold of God many times, even more than the learned.And the great people.
So, I'm sorry again. Even the Lily, 他说什么这句话？我刚才想。
他说，即使是贫穷的，即使是软弱的，
都不受限就对了。我们都可以一样来认识神。
是是是。
好 ，OK, just wait, please. 我就想到一件事情哈，其实他这个重点是什么呢？他这个重点呢，是在强调说呢。我们不管怎么样认识神所启示的真理哈，我们所信的神总比我们想的还大还伟大、啊、是很浩瀚的大就是有点像到后来神对着那个、约伯有没有我们上次在学习约伯有没有他最后其实对约伯的一个很重要的一个回答就是我创造那个的时候你在吗就是等于说你要知道你是没有办法认识我的但是我今天启示给你 好，你只不过是要抓住这个我给你的，然后要有一个很尊重的心，有一个很尊荣的心来认识这位神，来敬拜这位神。OK, keep going.
You see, there's never been a time that God did not exist, or there never will be a time when He will not exist.
所以不管我们怎么样啊，认识他多或少，神从来没有消失过，就在那里。